break, honey.
So, how big is your immediate family?
There are four of us.
Four people, okay.
Not
who's
very
in it?
Big, really.
Okay.
Well, there's my mom and my dad and my older brother, and then there's me.
Oh, I see. Does everybody still live together?
Well, actually, at the moment, my brother lives in London, and my parents live in Derbyshire, and I live in Japan, but very soon we're all going to move back in together.
Ooh, are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it, but I think it could be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. So, who's the oldest person in your family?
The oldest person is probably my great aunt, and she's 80.
Oh, and who is the youngest person in your family?
Actually, my cousin was born about 2 weeks ago. She's called Emma, so she's 2 weeks old.
Wow. Did you see a picture of her?
I have seen a picture of her, yes. She lives in Sweden.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it was nice.
And how big is your extended family?
Well, I'm not from a really big family, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has got three sisters and my mum has just got one brother. So, you know, some people are from families and somebody has 10 children and they have lots of aunties and uncles. It's not like that in my family.
Okay. And where is your family originally from?
Originally, my parents and their parents, I think, are all from Yorkshire in England. It's in the north of England.
Everybody in your family is from there?
I think so, although my family have since moved, and so some live in Sweden now, and some live in Australia, and some live in America.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Hmm.
So when does your entire family ever get together?
Well, that's a good question. Well, a lot of people get together at Christmas, but even then, not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I think, really, we only see the entire family at weddings and at funerals.
Okay. And when was the last time there was a wedding or a funeral?
I think it was about 8 years ago, so quite a long time ago now.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, thanks for that story, Ruth.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Akane.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi, Akane.
So, how big is your immediate family?
There are four of us.
Four people, okay.
Who's
in it?
Not very big, really.
Okay.
Well, there's my mum and my dad and my older brother, and then there's me.
Oh, I see. Does everybody still live together?
Well, actually, at the moment, my brother lives in London, and my parents live in Derbyshire, and I live in Japan, but very soon we're all going to move back in together.
Ooh, are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it, but I think it could be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. So, who's the oldest person in your family?
The oldest person is probably my great aunt, and she's 80.
Oh, and who is the youngest person in your family?
Actually, my cousin was born about 2 weeks ago. She's called Emma, so she's 2 weeks old.
Wow. Did you see a picture of her?
I have seen a picture of her, yes. She lives in Sweden.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it was nice.
And how big is your extended family?
Well, I'm not from a really big family, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has got three sisters and my mum has just got one brother. So, you know, some people are from families and somebody has 10 children and they have lots of aunties and uncles. It's not like that in my family.
Okay. And where is your family originally from?
Originally, my parents and their parents, I think, are all from Yorkshire in England. It's in the north of England.
Everybody in your family is from there?
I think so, although my family have since moved, and so some live in Sweden now, and some live in Australia, and some live in America.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Hmm.
So when does your entire family ever get together?
Well, that's a good question. Well, a lot of people get together at Christmas, but even then, not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I think, really, we only see the entire family at weddings and at funerals.
Okay. And when was the last time there was a wedding or a funeral?
I think it was about 8 years ago, so quite a long time ago now.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, thanks for that story, Ruth.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Akane.
What are you doing, Nam?
I'm writing for my school newsletter.
What are you writing?
Well, the editor asked me to write a letter giving some practical advice on environmental preservation. So far, I haven't had any ideas.
Have you used the web search engine to find any information?
Yes, I have. However, it was confusing because I got too many search results and web pages about the environment.
Well, read all of them quickly for ideas and select the most suitable for the topic.
By the way, what does environmental impact mean, Dad?
It means negative effect or influence on the environment. Well, you can check the meaning using the online dictionary.
I'll do it right now. Yes, you're correct.
But why are you interested in environmental impacts?
Well, I think if we can see the environmental impacts, we'll know how to protect the environment from many threats, such as deforestation, pollution, global warming, and fossil fuel depletion.
Correct. Air pollution, the greenhouse effect, and global warming have a negative impact on the environment. As a result, polar ice is melting, and sea levels are rising. You need to focus on your topic.
Dad, thanks for your help.
Okay, good luck, Nam. What are you doing, Nam?
I'm writing for my school newsletter.
What are you writing?
Well, the editor asked me to write a letter giving some practical advice on environmental preservation. So far, I haven't had any ideas.
Have you used the web search engine to find any information?
Yes, I have. However, it was confusing because I got too many search results and web pages about the environment.
Well, read all of them quickly for ideas and select the most suitable for the topic.
By the way, what does environmental impact mean, Dad?
It means negative effect or influence on the environment. Well, you can check the meaning using the online dictionary.
I'll do it right now. Yes, you're correct.
But why are you interested in environmental impacts?
Well, I think if we can see the environmental impacts, we'll know how to protect the environment from many threats, such as deforestation, pollution, global warming, and fossil fuel depletion.
Correct. Air pollution, the greenhouse effect, and global warming have a negative impact on the environment. As a result, polar ice is melting, and sea levels are rising. You need to focus on your topic.
Dad, thanks for your help.
Okay, good luck, Nam.